We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, five lines down from the top, continuing our discussion of Nosim Tam Lifgam. Amar Rav Kahana, Midivrei Kulam Nilmad, Nosim Tam Lifgam Mutter. From all of the sources we've just shown on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, clearly everyone agrees that Nosim Tam Lifgam is Mutter. Amar Li Abai, Abai says, wait a second. Bishlama Mikulu L'chayai. I understand almost all of the Amoraim who stated Nosim Tam Lifgam is Mutter, but Reish Lakish did not. If you look carefully, Reish Lakish said, Lo Sheyomar, Lo Sheyomar, Amru Ka Amar, Vale Lo Svirle. It could be that Reish Lakish doesn't hold that Nosim Tam Lifgam is Mutter. Well, that's interesting. Reish Lakish is an Amora. So, is there a Tanaitic source that says that Nosim Tam Lifgam is Usur? So that's what the Gemara asks. Mechlal di'ika laman da'amr Nosim Tam Lifgam Usur? Is there a source that says Nosim Tam Lifgam is Usur? Gemara answers in. Actually, there is. Ha'tanya. And here's the brisa. Echa Nosim Tam Lifgam ve'echa Nosim Tam Lishvach Usur divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Nosim Tam Lifgam is Usur just like Nosim Tam Lishvach. However, Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, Lishvach Usur Lifgam Mutter. So here you have actually a machlokas now, machlokas Tanoim Rabbi Meir, who I think at our Slichos shir last night, Rabbi Simon said that Rabbi Meir's shita was not generally accepted with Rabbi Yehuda because he's always way up Berumo Shel Olam, and it was hard for us to understand his psukim. So here's another instance of Rabbi Meir saying Nosim Tam Lifgam is Usur, even though that's not how we paskin. But now the Gemara wants to examine the source for Rabbi Meir's shita. My time at Rabbi Meir. How could Rabbi Meir say that Nosim Tam Lifgam is Usur? He says, well, hold on a second. Gamar Megili of the Kochavim. He learns it from the source. The source of Hechsher Kalim is what? It's Klei Midian. When the Klal Yisrael defeated the Midianites, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to kasher all the Kalim. Well, hold on a second. When did he tell them to kasher the Kalim? The minute that they won the war? No, they probably took a few days. And then he said, look, you know, a few days later, it's 48 hours later, 72 hours later. If you want to use those Kalim, you have to kasher them. So why do you have to kasher them? It's Nosim Tam Lifgam. Clearly, right? Yuliko of the Yuchavim Lav Nosim Tam Lifgam. We don't think it's ready. Nosim Tam Lifgam. Vasar Rachamana. And the Torah said it's Usur anyways. So Hachanami Loshana. So here too, there shouldn't be a difference. Just because it's Nosim Tam Lifgam, it doesn't mean that it should be permissible to use. Whether it's if it's food, you shouldn't be permitted to eat it. And if it's a plate, you shouldn't be able to use it without koshering. V'irach, well then how does Rav Shimon explain this raya, which seems to be a good proof? He says, no, kidder Rav Huna. Now the Torah only prohibits a keder which is a ben yomo. In other words, when the Torah said kasher the kalim, he's referring to kalim which weren't used in the last 24 hours, or which were last used within the 24 hours. If it wasn't used after it was later than 24 hours, that is nosim tam lifgam, and technically it would be mutter. So yes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivui of kashering kalim, he gave the tzivui within 24 hours, and that's exactly what it was happening. So then, how does Rabbi Meir respond to that? V'idach keder bas yom nami iyafshar delo pagma porta. So then, Rabbi Meir has an interesting pshat, which is that even a keder bas yom, even if it's within 24 hours of using it, it still has a little pagam in it. In other words, if you cook in it multiple times, it's impossible to say that it wasn't pogam a little bit, that by the time you use it for the second, let's say you're cooking it once, so maybe that is Nosim Tam Lishvach, but a second time that you're using it, it's hard to say that when you're using it now for the second time, that there isn't going to be any pigima from the original time, two times ago, that the item was used. It's interesting here that Rashi has a shita, which I'm not sure if we discussed before. Maybe we did. Rashi has a shita about Nosim Tam Lifgam. As a general rule, we always say that when is Nosim Tam Lifgam? It needs to take 24 hours. Once an item hasn't been used for 24 hours, then it's Nosim Tam Lifgam. Rashi over here says in explaining Nosim Tam Lifgam, Shalon Laila Echad, overnight. If it goes overnight without being used, it's considered Nosim Tam Lifgam. That is not how we paskin. Tosfos later on tells us that Nosim Tam Lifgam is 24 hours. Mr. Bein of Tam Shita, and that's how we paskin. But Rashi's Shita, but Nosein Tam Lefgam, is only Laila Echad. But nevertheless, there is a machlokas here that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Nosein Tam Lefgam remains Usher, but we do not paskin that way.